Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. State Senator Dennis Egan says he will not seek re-election, referring to health concerns. The 70-year-old Juneau Democrat made the announcement on KINY radio yesterday. He says he has multiple sclerosis. Egan has served in the state Senate since 2009 after he emerged as a candidate that both then-Governor Sarah Palin and Senate Democrats could agree on after failed attempts to fill an open seat. Egan replaced Kim Elton, who left the Senate for a job with the Obama administration. Egan is the son of Alaska's first state governor, William Egan, and is a former Juneau mayor. He currently serves in the 5-member Senate minority. The caucus's leader, Senator Berta Gardner of Anchorage, earlier announced that she also will not seek re-election. A policy intended to protect against the illegal trade of ivory has prompted an online sales website to cancel accounts held by Alaska Native artists who can legally use ivory in their artwork. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan has asked the chief executive officer of Etsy to reconsider its policy to allow Alaska Natives to continue to sell products made from walrus tusks or from petrified woolly mammoth remains found in Alaska. Sullivan spokesman Matt Shuckrow says Etsy has not responded to a letter sent Friday to the Brooklyn, New York-based company. Etsy representatives did not immediately respond to requests from the Associated Press on Monday for comment. Shuckrow says Sullivan heard about the issue from Alaska Native leaders and a handful of artists whose accounts were terminated. And 13 out of 20 remaining mushers have made it to Eagle, the last checkpoint on the Alaskan side of the Yukon Quest Trail. Past Quest champion Alan Moore is leading the pack headed towards Dawson City. After taking his 4 hours of mandatory rest, Moore departed Eagle around 4:30 yesterday afternoon and is currently closing in on the Clinton Creek hospitality stop. According to the leaderboard, Paige Drobny was out of Eagle in second position last night, followed by Matt Hall, Laura Neese, and the highest-positioned rookie in this year's race, Vebjorn Aishana Reitan. Reitan has been gaining ground in the leaderboard as this race progresses. When he left Circle, he was in ninth position and then checked in and out of Eagle in fifth position, which he currently maintains. More than half of the field of teams is now on their way to Dawson City and a 36-hour mandatory layover. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for periods of rain and snow, freezing rain and snow for today, with a winter weather advisory for slick conditions for today. High temperature about 30 degrees, low tonight about 10 to 15 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.